Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another CBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is Friday, and if you happen to be on the timeline of the day, we are on the 3rd, so we got February 3rd, 2017. And this is our paranormal show, so let's release the date here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yawning. Uh-oh. Again, releasing more energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And let's energize the light beam or beams on your monitor screen. They'll bring in peace energy. So you're going to feel just the room change a little bit, and your body might just calm down. And a lot of times if there's entities around or things in the room, probably besides aliens, but just stuff that's there, normally they leave. Although I would say that if you maybe have some animal spirits, because your spirits still hang on, you may actually feel the presence maybe of some dogs and cats that may have lived in your house or apartment or something, before maybe you even got there. They could actually come and enjoy the energy. Typically, anything else that we'll say is a negative energy influence will be, it'll normally leave because the light's too strong for it. So here we go. Let's work with the energy here. Ring and mail. So here we go. 1, 2, I'll use the word stronger now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go, everybody. So let's start, help you release something that's going on in your life. So think of your situation, whatever's going on with you. We'll release that one timeline, that one thought that you're having. Remember, every thought gives you a timeline. Here we go. Let's get rid of this thing that's bothering you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, a week from today, we'll be at the Expo in Los Angeles. So I'll turn it over to Kathy. So, Kathy, you out of the makeup room and got your hair done and whatever you do to look
good? No. So it's a good thing we're on radio. Hi, everyone. Hi, Ron. Just want to repeat the date. Today is February 3rd, 2017, and Ron just cleared the energetic forces off the vibrations off those numbers, and we can also do those ourselves on the natal barcode removal online healing that Ron has on his website, which is creationlightship.com, and there's quite a lot of information about what Ron is about, what he does, and what he all his healings. There's also audio clips and a Wikipedia questions and answers there, and loads of radio archives, so you can learn about the healings, things that Ron's experiencing, what he has to say and share. So that's creationlightship.com. And during these radio programs, which is on Friday nights on BBS Radio Station 2, Ron will frequently ask the listeners to send in some responses or questions or testimonials to anything we may be discussing, any kind of healing that he may have done for us, which is live and work on the radio and on the archives as well. And in order to write to Ron, we have provided on the BBS radio page, right under Ron's photo, a link to a fast chat feedback form. It's for feedback, goes directly to Ron's radio email inbox, and it's called BBS Fast Chat. You can click on that and then click in and find the link to take you to the fast chat feedback form, and that's how we communicate. Your email that way will be sent anonymously. If you prefer not to do that, you can always utilize the radio email, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com, clsquestions@yahoo.com. And so during the radio programs and in between, the co-hosts read the emails to Ron, because he does not, how would you say it, Ron? He prefers not to read the letters in words. So we do that for him. And Ron, you can explain about that later. But anyways, we're happy to do it and help the listeners with whatever healings or issues they're having. Tonight's Friday, and it's our paranormal theme, which means we discuss people's odd, unexplainable situations, any kind of videos, movies, or YouTube clips that they might have come across that they want to share with Ron. We read them here on the radio, and then we get Ron's take on it. So continue to send those in for Paranormal Friday. They're being accepted now and throughout the whole week. I do have a few here, Ron, that we can start with. And but first, would you like to make some announcements about the upcoming expo you just mentioned is going to be in a week? That's the 10th, right?
Yep, that's the 10th. So I have a lecture Friday. I have a workshop about an hour and a half long, I believe, on Saturday. That's at 2 o'clock. The Friday one, I believe, is at 7. And then I have another lecture, I believe, on Sunday, I think. And then I have a Monday special workshop at 11 o'clock on Monday. Well, it'll be interesting. Have a lot of fun making people real, what I'll be doing more than likely. It'll be fun. I like going to the Los Angeles area, so it's kind of neat. I also like the San Mateo in New York. So anyway, I'll just tell you what's current here going on. I guess the last couple of days, people who may be feeling funny or something. So I slept pretty good last night. Some people who I talked to called me, said they didn't sleep very well. So somehow there's some type of tunnel system that we're doing, engaged with. It's going from, it could go up north or east, but basically what I saw was working with was San Francisco going to Sacramento, and this is in California, somehow going over to the coast. Maybe it was going straight down the coast also and doing a tangent over to Sacramento. This is an underground, facility, tunnel system. And then from there going past Santa Barbara down to San Diego and different places. Well, they have something going on around, San Diego, St. Louis Obispo area, and they kind of like blocked the tunnel. Whoever was in charge of it, the aliens there blocked it. And that was just awful, having some type of poisoning. So I was kind of dysfunctional for a while this morning until I got my energy up after a couple hours. Just hits you, this stuff, and it's bad. And then I started seeing aliens in there. So somehow there was a lot of aliens. They looked, like the really thin white ones. Like maybe they weighed like 50 pounds soaking wet or something, And they were like in cages being tortured by other aliens. So I'm sure that we did a rescue on them. That was I was probably in there trying to free him or something. I don't like torture, When we terminate them, they're gone. But torture is not a proper thing. Plus the other aliens were doing it to another alien race, so whatever they were. So anyway, as I look at it right now, which I haven't looked at since earlier today, we got the ones giving them medical assistance here, we'll call that, and the tunnel now is opened up. Well, I don't have much, a lot of intel. This is live right now that I'm looking at this here. There's a lot of aliens. I'm getting different levels. Geez. There's probably 5,000 of them being tortured or put in cages. I don't know. And these aliens are not the ones that were walking around with the human bodies, with suits on, These are actually aliens down there. I don't know what the skinny was, but anyway. Also, what I can tell you is, I was checking out some of the tunnel systems that we've worked on in the past. Seems really strange to me, but there's tunnels probably every 5 to 10 miles apart at different levels. I'm surprised that the whole ground on the surface doesn't, you know, cave in, you know. They must, you know, use special technologies to keep that from happening, which I'm sure they're doing, you know. But these tunnels go everywhere. So you have them at different, you know, different depth levels. Well, I just thought I'd pass that on to you. I've only been down a few times, maybe maybe 50 to 100 times. I've been down to probably about the 5 mile range. Most of the tunnels that we go through are probably around 3,000 miles or less. I mean, three miles or less down, okay? So I know I've been down further off and on, but basically that's what it is. And that's what I'm telling you about is the amount of tunnels that are going every which way. Oh, it's like Swiss cheese. So, like I said, it's, you know, they are all reinforced, but, man, if just think if you could slice the planet, you know, to see all these tunnels, it'd be horrendous. So there's lots of them. And, you know, a lot of these could even be from the races that have been here for a long time and stuff, living in peace, and they have tunnels to go places. But anyway, I'm only interested in the ones that are causing us problems. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you for the update, Ron. Can't imagine what that would have looked like, and I don't want to imagine that, but that sounds like something new and different that you've encountered, and we're just glad you were there to try to do what the Creation Light can do to stop torture. So now our topic tonight is paranormal occurrences and experiences that people may have had and want Ron's input with, or any of the healings that they can use to assist them with alien interference. We also call them UTTs, Ron does have a lot of healings to assist with alien interference, as well as audio clips on his Ron Amatron YouTube channel. And we are in the process of expanding the YouTube channel as well with audio clips that were taken from actual radio programs captured by a listener who put them on an MP3. And then they're going to be converted to more YouTubes for Ron and for us to access anytime. So when that happens, we the co-host will let you know. But you can always subscribe to the Ron Amatron YouTube channel, and you'll as a subscriber be automatically connected to his channel and will be aware of anything new added when you go on YouTube, which is very convenient. Okay, so Ron, you were talking about aliens being held hostage and stuff, and interesting, we got an email from someone who's asking about where did all the good, kind aliens go? They know there is no such thing as benevolent aliens, but there are some, you say, that are more damaging and destructive than others. And anyway, they feel like the damaging, destructive, and really the nasty ones are kind of taking over, and the good ones seem to have been overpowered. They used to feel like a lot more of the so-called angel, alien energy, and they feel that's missing now. What would you say about that, Ron?
Yeah, that's a good possibility that they don't want to come here. I don't know what's listed out there in the universe for Earth, you know. Have a big, like, beware sign on it, or don't go there, or go at your own risk, you know. Is there, like, a no trespassing sign out there and other aliens see it, you know? I don't know. So, you know, the ones that we deal with and we hunt them down to the tunnels and you know, and above, you know, going up, you know, in the Beyondo out there, chasing them down or just, you know, getting rid of them as they try to attack us here. That's all that I'm really used to. Like I said, the good ones don't even probably want to come here or even do anything because they'll get trapped here also and probably taken down. So, you know, the ones that are out there, you really can't say that you know of any because they're not going to really show up, let's put it that way. So from there, you know, and just using that terminology, you know, the Greys, you know, we know what, you know, everybody talks about them and they do the a lot of the experimentation, you know, with DNA and stuff, making hybrids and everything else from people and so do the other races. Oh, that's basically it. So they don't ask your permission. They just do what they want to do. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. So I won't go too much into that. As far as the good ones that are here to maybe try to help you, save you, or if that's a possibility, probably not. People talk about them because they like to think that somebody's channeling, you know, somebody out there or something out there that's seeing how wonderful they are and how they're here to help you. You know, you hear that all the time with lip service. And yet, where are they, you know? Well, I don't put much credence into that at all. It's just probably some governmental agency transmitting to a person that decided that they wanted to do channeling or was told they could do it or whatever, and just being used to have a following with other people. And those people probably get hooked up also. So like I say, don't go outside of yourself. Your spirit's all that you have, and that's it.
Well, Ron, I sense a sense of worry here. There's a sense of worry. This person's email goes on to say, is this being reflected in the media? Is this a trend that will continue? They're asking because they miss the so-called loving messages and energy that TV shows like Touched by an Angel and many other heart-centered TV shows and films from the late 90s. They seem to have evaporated into reality clone shows and many more overtly dark alien TV shows that many find popular. I do not. So they're just questioning, has anyone else noticed this? And are the angel-type aliens in hiding? Well, you kind of just answered that. They probably are being overpowered and don't want to be around.
The person sounds like they're probably fairly young since you're talking about in the 90s. I remember, you know, in the 50s, you know, we had Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. We had a movie series called Flicka. We had, what was that, some kind of pilot. I forgot what it was called here.
Sky Chief.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, and then, you know, Father Knows Best. Oh, boy. Then actually Dennis the Menace was there, and the shows are a little different. Back then, but you know, from there to now, it's like, you know, everybody wants to have the things are showing up more of the aliens, probably because they want to let us know that they're here, so that when you do physically see them and they come down around or whatever, you're going to know that, yeah, it's real and that they're okay, you know, because you watched all these movies and you're still living, even though the people in the alien movies probably have died, you know, in the series or whatever. And, you know, then you have the time travel movies. So I guess it could be a question. It could be, why are all these things coming out now? It's just to show you what's available. And, you know, a lot of things are being cloned out, or you see clones in movies. Anyway, so that's kind of where we are with the whole situation here is, you know, in the old days, they had a different mindset for people, and now it's a whole different mindset. And so that means that you have probably more mind control when it's actually showing you what's happening. So,
yeah, it's kind of too bad because anyone who saw, who sees the older shows can really see how it was, and you know, makes you wonder, wow, what happened? But these newer shows are very dark. Anyway, so this person's just simply sending an observation and has not heard anyone mention this before and hopes that that doesn't mean that everyone's simply accepting this and, you know, without question. And that the media does tend to reflect the consciousness, and she hopes that this is not an ongoing trend. So that's just it. And so thank you very much for sending that in, because that was, you know, it's very true what you're noticing, I think. Okay, next question, Ron. She wants the alien release song. She says, I live alone, and I travel at night in crowded places and could really use the alien release music that the co-host mentioned briefly on Wednesday. Is there an audio clip of the musical version? It would suit my purpose more than the verbal one of Ron. I have that one already. Please send if you can. Thanks. And Ron, I read this for the benefit of everyone who might want this. It was mentioned briefly, and not only Wednesday, but when it first came out in July, I think. And I listened to it again, and I have it. I really like it. It's like electronica, okay? So it's that kind of music. And Ron, when it came out, you said you listened to it, you liked it, and you said that the healings would work and that the music was in harmony. It was harmonic. So it might not sound like it if you're not used to electronica, but it is, according to Ron. So is this an alternative way to listen to Alien Release from Ron? You can hear Ron's voice counting in the back. Sounds really funny because he, like, stretched out your voice, Ron.
Okay.
And, yeah, and anyway, if anyone would like that, I would like Ron, I think we talked about this before, to give permission to send it out.
Sounds good.
I can even give the email address. It's on a SoundCloud, but I will be happy to email it out to anyone who requests it during the show and tonight and tomorrow. And there are three audio clips. The one that we're talking about here, it's called Departure, and that's where the one where Ron gives the aliens their bus ticket out of here.
Hey. So if you're in fear, knowing that maybe you're the first-time listener and or you're wondering why all the alien stuff is here now and what's next, so I'll do a fear clearing. So this will be just a quick sample. Remember, I can take you off of that one fear timeline of whatever you're choosing. So think of one of your fears that you have. Maybe you're afraid of red ants or something, you know. So here we go, fear energy. Think of your situation with fear, so releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And maybe the alien agenda puts you into depression, so I'll do a clearing for that. Or you can figure out your own depression that you may have if you do become depressed at times. So here we go. Think of something. So one, two, three, four, and five. And with fear kind of comes anxiety, so I'll do an anxiety clearing. So think of where you're anxious. It's coming up, maybe. So here we go. Anxiety clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. And to see how that's working for you. So I'll turn it over to you, Kathy, again.
Thanks, Ron. That's really great because it did sound like there was a hint of fear in this person requesting the alien release. You know, she mentioned being alone and stuff. And, you know, sometimes we're just in situations where we could use a little boost like that. I play the audio even when I'm at the doctor's office just to change the energy in there if I'm about to go see the doctor, I would like to think that I've done something to clear out as much as I could for my own benefit and everybody else's. So it does work. I've seen people just, the room get very quiet. If you're in noisy, crowded places, I've seen children settle down. I've seen certain people suddenly just, that were annoying, get up and leave. Different things. So you can kind of watch how it works for you. But the whole objective is to bring yourself some peace. So next question, Ron. Someone's asking, they had, numbers here. The topic is death at 222 on 22. Oh, that was yesterday. Okay, she says, an old friend from a New Thought church contacted me yesterday to tell me her mother, who I also knew and liked, had died. And how ironic, the time of death was 2:22 p.m. on 22, February 2nd.
Wow.
Hearing this made me recall that we were both into angel numbers at one time. I would like to clear this more, other than I already cleared the twos on the natal barcode removal. I do not feel any strong emotions. It's more related to past memories and my friend's loss. Is her mother also reaching out to me through her daughter? Because she's in working with light, maybe. Over to you, Ron. What do you think?
Boy, I would do the deceased loved one clearing. Do that for the spirit, so the spirit won't be able to, you know, be taken and reincarnated again. And the emotional one is what people normally need to have released also, only because that energy keeps coming back to you. It's okay, I guess, for a while for some people. Some people may want to have that energy with them, but sometimes it can bring sadness, and you don't need to be sad. It's, you know, start crying out of nowhere, you know, because that emotional body hopped into you and is wanted to be with you. Maybe every once a month you got together, went out to have, a meal or something, and then all of a sudden that date comes, maybe it's the last Saturday of the month that you do that, and, you know, sure enough, that Saturday comes, and we're very sad, and that entity now is with you wanting to eat, you know, a lunch with you, and you just sit down and starts crying because that person is no longer here. So that's why I strongly recommend do that emotional clearing to release that energy. So the other switch could be, maybe that person makes you happy when they come and see you, and they don't, you know, make you feel sad, you know. So, you know, that's possibly okay, but it still could be taking your energy to live on. Kind of your call, but typically if you do feel sad about it and you can't get rid of it, you know, so some people, maybe when their parents leave here, they, you know, you have all those special events that you may have went to, you know, every year, and it comes up, and you could be sad for, you know, 5 years or something, because, you know, those people used to be with you. And so that's why you want to do, you know, that emotional clearing, deceased loved ones for the emotional body. And that's not that way you're not going to be thinking about it as much. Plus that entity, that emotional body of that person won't come into you. And you don't want to be with you. So that's the reason why you do that. And it gets returned back to the earth. So as far as the lady's mother, maybe connecting, you know, they could be maybe in the, maybe they're in your soul family possibly, so the mother is connecting to you. So in a sense, that could be like a psychic attack. We're clearing for that. Dark side practitioner clearing, that's what it's used for when people think of you. And I've even had people do it on themselves. I thought, you know, I may have been a dark side practitioner, and I got angry at somebody, and a day later I saw them and they had a broken arm. Did I do that, you know? I give them, some mojo, and they tripped and fell because of me. So then I'd be the dark side practitioner. I didn't mean to do that, but energy came that way. So it's always good to put your name in, too, if you're going to do that. You know, put your friend's name in, whoever that is, like that lady's mother, for instance, since she's trying to connect to you, because you don't want to have anything connected. And then also, maybe after you do that, then put your name in. That's allowable for that. So anyway, it gets to be, you start realizing, once you start listening to all the programs, and I keep talking about, to me, the same stuff kind of over again, but I'm in the moment, so it doesn't matter. I don't really get, tired or exhausted about it. But as you start listening, you go, man, you know, that mind energy is what's really harming me here. Well, like I say, you want to be like a baby and not have anything affect you and not have that DNA activated to put you through your memories, and then you feel joy and the sadness of life. Not that joy is that bad, but it's still going to put you on timelines. So you want to be neutral, so you want to find peace. But once you kind of look at duality of going from one extreme to the other, you always want to get peace afterwards. Now, that's the whole thing. And, you know, the ideal thing, like when you have war, they want to have a peace treaty, you know, at the end. Now, after, I won't go too much into it, but after the conflicts, you know, and then they always, you know, want to declare peace. So that's what everybody wants, is peace. So the wars that you see, even though it's people are dying and everything else, it's probably better to be dead than to have some body parts missing, you know. Be, you know, wheelchair for your whole life, regretting why you went or whatever. That could get really sad. But the bottom line is they want to have peace afterwards. So your whole life is sort of like having those wars, and you're battling these things of mind energy. It's like you're in war, and you want to always step into peace. And that's where you need to be, is that peace energy, being in the moment where the timeline that you're on has stopped. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron, for the answer. So you were actually discussing the after the emotional healing and the deceased loved one's emotional healing, you also offered the suggestion of the dark side mind practitioner healing, correct?
Yes, that is
just
correct.
Just to keep
yeah.
track here. Okay, so that's correct. Okay. Also, I wanted to add, she's wondering if the mother chose that time to die so that those numbers would be lined up as another connection.
Uh-huh. Yep, they could have, that could be part of the program. The alien stuck that into the natal barcode, which is your life history, we'll say. And from there, that could be where the last barcode was, and it went off, and that was it. But yeah, very possibly.
Yeah, that's just so coincidental, you know, five twos like that. Okay, thank you for the explanation. And so we'll move on to other questions, maybe something from last week I wanted to get to, last Wednesday I wanted to get to. Someone asked, Ron, you and Michelle discussed the healing that you recommended highly and explained why. It was, but they're asking, what was the exact name of the ET complex clearing that was mentioned on Wednesday's show? And what is the price, please? So that healing is called the ET Underground Industrial Complex Clearing. You got to have the words, I think they're trying to search for it. You have to have the word underground, and it's ET Underground Industrial Complex Clearing, and it is a whole life clearing. So that would be $5 price times your age. However, if you've bought over 10 clearings that were over $100, Ron does have this wonderful discount that you can take advantage of on these unlimited whole life clearings. So what you would do is, for example, if your 40 years old, you would get half, only pay half. So you would just, in the order box, instead of putting how your age, you would put half of your age. So you would put 20, and then times 2, it would do the math for you. Then you could add the $50 for the unlimited to get your total for the PayPal payment. And then, of course, you proceed to your PayPal preferred payment method. And then you'll get a transaction ID with the receipt, and then another one with the username, password, and the login key link. So that's very nice, Ron, to have that. And if you want to, anyone who missed Wednesday's program could really benefit, I think, from hearing what Ron had to say. A lot of what's going on underground and why we would need that healing, how we're, you know, being controlled above, below, in and out, around, everywhere. And it does have to do with the military. So it's good to listen to that archive. It's up already, February 1st, 2017.
And looks like we have our four-hour call tomorrow. That's at 1 o'clock Pacific, and then Sunday starts the 7-hour calls at 10 o'clock Pacific. So we'll see what we can pull out of the hat. Normally I try to do something different on some of those calls. It just depends on what how the call is going. And the calls kind of cater to the people on the call, so they're not always the same format. Today, I'll do it right now for people, a sample here, because we can go 5 minutes longer on this one on Friday and Saturday. So on our conference call earlier today, I took out energetic pins out of people's eyes slash maybe eye sockets. Oh, here we go, everybody. Maybe your eyes will have more lubrication now. So let's just see. So I'm going to count to 50. And just kind of see how your eyes feel. Remember, like I say, everything, the aliens that you don't see are the problems, okay, and what they put into you that you don't see. So we can just call the aliens these energetic beings that can't physically see, but they're there and they're doing stuff to us. So these are some of those energetic pins, and on their realm, they are real. So here we go. That's why you feel them get released. So one, we're doing both eyes at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That didn't cut it, so I got to do some more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. That's feeling better. 1, 2, 3. There we go. We're done. So just see how your eyes are feeling. Maybe you had pressure in your eyes. Maybe lack of maybe lubrication, dry eyes or something. Just see how you're feeling now. And if you'd like to send us a little testimonial, that would be great. And this eye clearing will work for 3 additional BBS programs. If you have some friends that want to listen, you have this clearing. That's why I have it work 3 times, so you could, you know, have your friends listen to it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Ron just cleared our eyes, both of them, of energetic pins. And he said it was kind of heavy, so hopefully people will write into the BBS Radio Fast Chat feedback form that we have on Ron's page, Creation Lightship Healings. Okay, so, Ron, back to the topic of the expo. I want to be sure we talk about this before the show's over, and it's 43 after, because I know some people will be wanting to attend the expo, and also there are those who cannot attend the upcoming expo, or maybe can't attend any of the expos. So we had announced before, and you have in the past, allowed people to send in their photos to you, and then that way you would print them, put them in an envelope, and put them inside the light infusion chamber. You've made this option possible when they send a donation in of $100 for the photo. And so anyway, someone just wrote in and asked if they could still send their photo in to you to be placed in the light infusion chamber so that they can receive source energy healings without them having to be there since they can't attend. So they still feel the strong, they felt the healings very strongly from the last expo. And they spent the whole weekend talking to light beings about what they wanted cleared and looked at.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So is the fee, Ron, still $100?
That's $100. I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think we had three expos, since we do three coming up back-to-back here. And I think I was doing that for $200. So I'll just fill that out. I can vaguely remember that, but... that would be, this month, for each month, in fact, February, March, and April. So I have three expos. So if you wanted to do that, I would knock off $100, and you'd be in all three expos with your picture. That's just, if you're curious about that, you can do that. So anyway, but I need to have it, coming up pretty quick here within a few days. For sure, at least, Monday at the latest. So
Monday's the 6th, Ron. So please, everyone, try to send your photo in to Ron no later than Monday, February 6th, along with your donation through the PayPal system. And another option is if you are going to the expo and you want to bring your photo and leave it there, let's say you only can be there for half a day, then you can bring your cash payment and your photo in an envelope and give it to Ron at the expo. So that's always, I've seen people do that, and that's always
an
option.
That's for the people who want to do the $100 one where it's the unlimited for the weekend. Maybe you can't come all the time, so you could do that. Or even if you're going for the whole 3 days or maybe 2 days, you're planning to get the unlimited with us and just bring your picture in when you come, and we'll leave it in the chamber. So you will have your own physical unlimited going into the chamber, plus... whenever the chamber is on, you also take advantage of having the picture in the chamber. So you're going to get a lot more mileage out of it that way, too. Well, I never thought about that till this evening here. So we can do that for you also. So if you want to get the unlimited, which is $100, then you're showing up, just bring your picture with you, and you may get a lot of sessions here. So anyway, back to you.
Well, we're so grateful, Ron, to have the opportunity to be absentee at the expos and to send our photo to you again no later than Monday, February 6th, via email and PayPal donation, please. All right. So a little bit about your schedule, Ron, if we may. You mentioned already that you're going to be on – giving lectures on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I do want to mention that if those who are attending want to visit Ron in the booth to go to the Light Infusion Chamber, they need to buy a pass to get in. So you can do that online cheaper ahead of time through the ConsciousLifeExpo.com website. And it's $25 ahead of time and $10 more if you wait until you get there. Plus, there's usually a pretty long line. Ron's lecture on Friday is a lot like what we discuss on the radio show. The title is Understanding the Alien Presence on Earth, and it's free. On Saturday, his lecture, and that's the one at 7 p.m., on Saturday, his lecture is at 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., and that subject is Alien Technology, Abductions, Implants, Cloning, and Timelines.
Yeah, that'll be a workshop, actually. They're a little longer, so that's great.
On Sunday, Ron, you'll be speaking at 3 to 3:45, and his topic is Alien Technology, Abductions, Implants, Cloning, and Timelines. So as you can probably tell, those are all familiar subjects. And so those are the three three workshops. And then on Monday, Ron has a post-conference lecture. And that's going to be at 11 a.m. to 1:30. And that one is $75 if you purchase it ahead of time. It shows here, I'm reading this from the Conscious Life Expo speaker lineup page on their website. If you want to refer to it yourself, it's right there. Just click on speaker listing. A workshop.
And if you do come to the Monday one, to offset the price, I can give you some type of credit or clearing or something if you want to come to that. The time is kind of strange, but people, from out of the area do normally come, and they have time off, or normally it'd be like a work day for people. Anyway, I'll fill that out that way. Actually, probably won't cost you anything. Just show up. Have to pay the money first to them. So, anyway.
Ron, when we were talking about the aliens before, I was trying to blurt out our old acronym of UT, and I couldn't remember the name. And it used to say it all the time.
Yeah. Unwanted Universal Travelers.
Yes. Thank you, listener, for helping me out there. I was stumbling over that. UUT, Unwanted Universal Travelers. That's the Ron's kind of funny name for aliens, but it's so descriptive. Okay, Ron, we have a listener. He's in the UK. He's written to you, but he wants to catch you before you go to the expo because he's going to work on his death barcode removal clearing that he bought. And I don't know if you recall who he is. He did copy you on this question, but he's wanting to know if you can give him a clue as to how many death barcodes he should start removing.
It feels like five to me.
Five? Okay.
Yeah, it feels like five would be what you'd want to do.
Okay, and then he should do the clear himself with the stress barcode removal, a stress removal after that, each one of those, right? He should do that five times as well then?
And do those five times, and also then do the depression. Put that in there as a depression death barcode. Not listed on the site yet, but just put it after your name, the depression.
Thanks. Okay. Just write depression after your name. Okay, great. Someone suggested, Ron, about when we were talking about where did the aliens go and what's happening, the good aliens. Someone sent in a suggestion about the Galactic Federation healing that you have, and they wrote, the Gatekeeper, Galactic Federation, they are the Gatekeeper. Are they still not back in line with the Creation Light Chip? I have the whole life and unlimited healing of the Galactic Federation online healing that you have. They're saying that sure comes in handy.
Yeah, they're still not in alliance with the light ship, so no. They would be considered adversaries. Oh, yeah. You want to get those out of your life.
Okay. And at one time, you had offered the Galactic Federation affiliation clearing for free, and they did purchase theirs before that offer. But if they're allowed, they would like to use the free codes to clear others, such as government representatives. What do you say about that?
That can get kind of deep quickly. I don't know about that. Sometimes, you see, all the energy runs through me, so by putting stuff like that in, some of those representatives could be hooked up to some awful things. So I would rather not, like radiation, I don't clear. Cancer people, I don't cure, work with if they had chemo, because it's not a good energy to deal with. So I would say probably not on that one. Only because, you don't know what they're being hooked up to. And I don't know, and I choose not. People hear me and talk with me, or hear except on YouTube or wherever you're listening, you know, like right now, you know, I can work with you on a one-on-one, but dealing with something like that that's already alien infested, I don't want to get involved with that whatsoever. Well, even if you did do it, I would not clear that person or those people.
Okay, so that answers a no, and we want to thank the listener for having the courtesy to ask and check with you, Ron. That's what the radio show's for. We want to, you know, we only have one Ron here, so thank you very much, listener, for checking with Ron.
And just to give you an idea, the website, I guess on an average, it's like 42,000 hits a month, okay? So I'm sure there's some looky-loos looking. I would assume, and I always say this, but I would imagine that a high percentage of them, even if you haven't bought a clearing, are using the free ones. So all that energy runs through me. And so, you know, I need to, you know, at least that's why I mentioned not to clear politicians, because it's designed for you. If they want to get on it themselves, let them get on it. We do get a lot of people going to the website to get, you know, help. And since we've been talking more about the alien stuff, you know, more recently, the last, I don't know, I'll just say 5 years or so, maybe even longer, you know, the website sort of, at least my talk has switched over from what I used to want to do, is physical healing with people, into clearing out the aliens to get them off of your back. So it's turned into more of a alien type of scenario, which is, you know, like I originally said, I didn't really want to deal with the aliens, but here we are. So that's why the show has went into the alien direction, because they're giving you all your problems, gave you everything that you're dealing with. So as we get deeper and deeper into this stuff, it's start realizing more of how they mess with us here. And since we're doing so many clearings now and working in the tunnels, et cetera, getting rid of the aliens that are in physical bodies of people, I won't go too far into that, but since these energies are being cleaned out automatically because they're putting programs into you, a lot of those programs are vanishing. So you're going to be finding a lot more... I guess the word could be maybe disclosure, you know, not necessarily about aliens, but you're able to see more clearer of where it's supposed to be, and you have more insight and maybe more freedom of you know, your life itself, because these, you know, creepy things are leaving or being terminated. So that's been going on very heavy for the last probably year and a half now. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I wanted to also mention we have one more announcement for your upcoming conference call. But before we get to that, a listener wrote in just a real quick note that he appreciated hearing about the reminder for the depression barcode that are already included as a bonus in the death barcode removal healing. They worked on 10 occurrences for depression and stress, and now they feel much better. They're glad that the first month of the year is over. It seems like the very heavy energy of the first month, January, seems to be lifted. And so they're really glad, and that's what they're talking about, the depression barcodes that are on the death barcode removal healing. So thank you, listener, for sending that in. That really does validate that there's so much to these healings, and there's so many people can feel the energy come off, and it's a big difference. So wonderful to have these healings.
I never have had anybody that I can think of, maybe be a couple, over the years, who really haven't felt anything on the conference calls or anything. So you do end up, you know, sensing or feeling, or, you know, maybe a day or two, you know, things leave you. So everybody does benefit. It's not like, gee, I'm not psychic and I don't know. You know, everybody does have their own clearing of what they're, you know, asking for or whatever we're doing at the time. So when I work with people on the calls, I'm actually working one-on-one with you, even though you have a lot of people on the calls. So you are being worked with individually, including your animals, pets. Then we have our special call coming up. That's on the 25th, on Saturday. That's actually a three-hour call at 11 Pacific when it starts. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it's called Your Energetic Blueprint Healing. And Ron has two prerequisites as of right now. One is the emotional healing, and the other one is the one of the free healings he has, which is alien, oxygen, alien, the whole name of it, Ron, code, alien, oxygen, code removal. Yeah, that's a three-part healing with a spirit infusion. So that must be done before this conference call on the 25th, which is a Saturday. And that cost is $50 through the PayPal system that Ron offers through the top link of his website, creationlightchip.com, where it says weekly events, and also through the email that he sends out if you are a subscriber. And it's really great to be on Ron's email list, because then you'll know when the conference calls are, like he just announced, there's going to be one tomorrow, and you'll have the schedule and the exact times. You can always look at the website, too, but those are the most reliable sources for the schedule of Ron's conference calls, the weekly ones, the weekend intensives, and the special healing calls that we're going to have on the 25th. So that'll be a really good one. He's talked about it the past few shows, if you want to listen to them and hear what it's about. We all don't know yet, because he still sees things to clear, and he's given us hints and clues of what he's going to do. But it sounds like it's going to be completely new and uncharted territory. So, you know, you won't want to miss that one. It's good for our physical body to get all that stuff off that Ron found. Okay, so Ron has sent the announcement, so we can go ahead and register now, Ron. Would we be automatically sent the phone number and the access code, or will that have to also come from you?
Yeah, I believe it's on the website now. We talked about it with the webmaster last weekend, I think. So if it's not up right now, it will be. Just look for it up on the top. What I'm trying to get is to have our special events in its own box on the top of the website, that maybe changes color or something. So that could be being worked with right now, too. We'll see what happens. That way you're going to know what's new. If you just hit the website, if you don't hear any of the BBS programs or you miss something, you know, it'll be there as the special events that we're having. So we'll see how that turns out here. We'll be checking this weekend for that. Oh, us and the webmaster find some time to do that. We're swamped. So anyway, with his regular job. But anyway, we'll see you later. Hopefully everything is good with all of you. I think we got a few minutes to go here. Yeah, I'll do another clearing. It's two after. Let me see here. We took out fur balls out of people's throats on one of the calls. So I'll do fur balls in your nose. Oh, here we go. Your energetic fur balls. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe your eyes are watering or something. We'll never know. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So just see how your breathing is. Maybe you can sense better smells. I don't know. Oh, anything you want to add before we do the mind to heart drop, Kathy?
Just to remind listeners to please let Ron know how your eyes felt after he took the pins off during the show. and also any questions you have about the healings. And to those who requested the audio clips, I'll send those out after the program. And to those who wrote within the last 30 minutes of the program and I didn't get a chance to read your email, we have another show tomorrow, Saturday, which is on the 4th, and it's on BBS Radio again, Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And so the next co-host will get to your questions then, as well as the visit to the Creation Lightship for more healing with the Creation Lightship light beings.
Yeah,
so,
we got
Ron, go back over to you.
We have our birthday party tomorrow on Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. Hope to see you if you're going to be in L.A. next week. That'd be wonderful. LAX Hilton Hotel. Well, here we go. And that's the Conscious Life Expo. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop. And you want to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Want to say out loud? 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. I guess that's the end of our program here, Nation Lightship Show. So have a good evening. Blessings. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Bye, everyone.